It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I went to our boss, Tony Trovato's baseball game. He doesn't play baseball, but he's now the coach of a baseball team.
He is.
Yeah, he coaches Christopher's team. I think Christopher's like 10 years old. And he got roped into doing this because the coach quit like a week or 2 weeks before the season was going to start. And he got that phone call from Brooke saying, Brooke's wife saying, if we can't find a coach, we can't play. So Tony went and decided to add one more thing to his already incredibly full list.
Oh my gosh. Going to say, is there anything that man cannot do?
It's pretty amazing. I don't know if you guys know this, but the guy is re-siding his house.
He is himself?
He is re-siding, yes.
He's not hiring somebody.
No.
The guy's got 14 jobs.
I don't understand how he has the time to do this.
I don't know when he sleeps.
It's funny because he says he made a comment. He sent a picture of it to Jay Towers and myself. He sent the
two guys that have never touched siding in their life.
This is him. He's re-siding the house. He sent a picture of the thing. And the response was, that's why God invented Google, Tony. And he said, no, it's easy work. It's like, easy work? How do you do this? But I went to his son Christopher's baseball game, Luke and I did, on Saturday morning. And I think I know the reason why Tony Trovato is coaching this team. They might have had the hottest mom ever as a scorekeeper for his team. Even Luke pointed it out to me. Even a 16-year-old high school kid goes, wow, that's a mom? she was very, very attractive. And the funny thing is, I don't think that Tony Trovato notices. Like, I don't get it about him. Like, as a man...
He's too busy.
He's not a man. Exactly. He's like a robot or something like that. So field trip to next Tony Trovato baseball game. And the weirdest part is going into a park and not knowing, like, what team his son plays for. Uh-huh. And it's not like the way that they do it in his, park district... It's like by colors, okay? So they have like the blue team, the red team, the orange team. So we're walking up and Luke goes, what team are they on? I go, I don't know. I think it's blue. And so we had to go to every single dugout to look to see if we could try to find Tony and Christopher. And you kind of look a little pedophile-ish, don't you? When you're like all of a sudden like peeking
just
in.
Just creeping around.
But the funniest was that there was a lot of listeners. So there was a lot of moms that were like, hey, Mojo, what are you doing here? Like, oh, I'm looking for Tony Trovato. Do you know Tony Trovato? Can you please pass me his way? Mike, I saw you went to a baseball game. You went to a Whitecaps game, and very interesting.
Are you sure that was Mike?
It was either him or it was Bruce Wayne.
Right. So I didn't know that when they say it's superhero theme night, which, by the way, super excited to take Cecily to her first game. She didn't really.
Cecily's first game ever going to, like, first Major League Baseball or minor league baseball game?
Minor league, yeah. She's never been to, like, a live sports thing like that ever.
Oh, and that's so cool.
How cool.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but you don't know how she's, you guys know this. You don't know how kids are going to react. They're either going to really love it, they're going to run around and play and not even, like, be into it, or they're just going to want to go home after 5 minutes. And she literally was, like yelling stuff at the players the entire time. I don't know that she cared about the score or she wanted to win. She wanted our team to win, but I think she was just into it and she was having fun. And I was like, yes, yes. We got to work on her crap talking a little bit though.
Really?
Because it's to both teams. It's like, you can do this. You can do anything you put your mind to.
That's awesome.
Follow your dreams. And I'm like, it's very sweet. Everybody's laughing. Everybody loved it.
Oh, that's the best.
So I saw that you guys were dressed up. It was superhero night, huh?
Yeah.
And I saw that you were dressed up and she was dressed up. You were Batman, and was she Batgirl or what was she?
She was Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. I'm sorry.
Captain America's shield.
Okay. So Batman and Wonder Woman. And let me ask you a question. How many parents dressed up with the kids for this night?
Well, here's the thing. Apparently on those theme nights, only kids dress up for that. And not a lot of adults.
So you got there as Batman and realized there weren't a lot of other dads that were there dressed?
There were zero parents dressed up. Just the employees that worked there were dressed up. And then I think like a parent had like a t-shirt on that said Superman or something like that. I was full costume. I didn't know. I thought everybody dressed up.
Did you feel out of place at all?
No, I rolled with it. I was like,
you're good? Like,
yeah. I took the mask off because it was hot. But other than that, I rolled with it the whole time.
Everybody's looking at you. Oh, look at that special boy. He's like so cute. Look at him.
Look at him walking around all by himself.
Good job. It's great. Look at her big brother walking around.
Right. Where are their parents?
Yeah. Where are their parents at? Who let these two kids? Oh. You got into it, though. That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
How are they doing it at Whitecaps games? Are they allowing a decent amount of fans, or how many fans do they allow?
It's still limited. Well, it's still limited. That's the weird thing. It was still limited Friday, but I saw that the next game they were like mask free, and I don't know how many people they sold out. So they must allow more people in. Yeah. It was like literally 24 hours, and everything had changed.
Yeah, somebody needs to explain a couple of things to me. And I think it came up on people very fast, but it was really weird how places like, because the announcement came out on. Was it Friday that it came out about mask-free, or was it Saturday or Thursday that it came out?
It was Friday morning for Thursday night for the CDC, right? And then Friday afternoon for Michigan announced it, starting Saturday at 9 a.m.
All right.
I missed that.
That was the weird part.
Saturday at 9 a.m. Yeah. I didn't know that. I was so confused all weekend. Do I wear a mask here? I think what happened was
the CDC saw a bunch of us trying to hoard gasoline in old Burger King cups on the East Coast, and they just gave up. They're like, you know what? If we're putting gasoline in plastic bags, why are we trying to protect you?
But it was weird. It's weird how you wait till 9 a.m. the next day, because that was the part that I think didn't make any sense for a lot of people.
Well, that's so that businesses can decide their policy and print up new signs and all that.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Because businesses have the option of keeping the mask mandate or going mask-free, but they had to give those people time to make an announcement for their staff and make a decision.
Still seems like they don't know, though. Still seems like a lot
people
of them have no idea.
So do the kids have to wear it when they're outside playing sports?
Well, no, because then they came out, the Michigan High School Athletic Association came out and said,
I was so confused all day Saturday.
Well, how about this, that on Friday, Starbucks said that that you were going to have to continue to wear your mask. And then Saturday they changed it. No, you don't have to wear your mask. So today I went in to go to Starbucks for the first time because I didn't go over the weekend at all. And I didn't know what to do. Like, I had no clue. And I asked the guy behind the counter. He's like, no, you don't have to wear your mask. He says, we were as confused as you guys were. But I think what ended up happening was, I think that a lot of these companies decided, well, this is what we're going to do. And then what ends up happening is they put it out and then they get a lot of backlash. And then they go, we're going to take that back and we're going to do this whole thing. It's like, do what you got to do. Do what you know, feels going to be right for your employees and protecting your employees. But it was so confusing. And then all weekend long, it was confusing. I don't know how you guys felt.
It's back to checking the signs again at the front, because some chains like Meijer and Kroger are keeping the mask policies, but others are, like Costco said, If you're in a state that dropped it, like Michigan, then the store is also dropping it.
Trader Joe's, Walmart, Sam's Club, Costco, all saying no masks. You don't have to wear them. But like you said, Spike, Meijer, Kroger, CVS, Target, Walgreens, all saying that they're going to stay with masks. And then Starbucks, like I said, did the mask on, mask off thing.
I feel like people are still judgy and not aware of what the rules are, because it is so confusing. And my girlfriend said they should sell little like buttons or something that say I'm vaccinated, you know, so you don't have to be like, I'm vaccinated. Are you vaccinated? Is it cool if I take off my mask when I'm talking to you? Because I felt like I had that conversation 10 times this weekend.
Well, I think that the other thing with like the stores, I think a lot of these stores have they don't have enough employees to take down every sign that they have and do all this. Like, they're trying to just stock the shelves and keep them stocked, let alone try to have some people go, all right, we're going to take the signs off the doors and do these things. Like, I talked to a manager of one of the Kroger stores, and the manager of one of the Kroger stores was telling me, they're like, you guys, you have no idea how hard it is sometimes because people will call in sick. And it used to be that they would over, you know, employee the store. So they would have enough people to cover that. Well, if like two or three people call in sick, they're pretty much, they're in trouble. Yeah. So a lot of these businesses are just fighting just to have enough people to get out there and do it. But hey, you want to do anything? You got Superman, or I'm sorry, Batman over here, Mike.
Mike, but don't worry, I'm fully vaccinated, so it's okay if I take my mask off.
Yeah, how do you have a Batman costume? Do you have adult costumes at home?
No. I went to the store. I went to Party City, and I was like, I went and bought one.
Sounds like a dad, seriously.
But then I thought everybody did it. It's one thing when I think everybody's gonna do it, and like, you don't look like a weirdo walking around, but she liked it. I liked it. It was fun. Whatever.
I thought that maybe you and Allie had some kind of a weird thing that you guys do in your house, like where you dress up as like a superhero. Or
still lots of time for that.
We got the costume forever now.
Oh, Michael.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.